Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love's Sacrifice. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Put Matthew 13 up again. You don't have to turn there, but Matthew 13, 44, we looked at this. I want you to see it again. Jesus said the kingdom of God's like a treasure that was hid in a field. When a man found it, he hides and for joy, for what?
Joy.
For what?
Joy.
Joy, he goes and does what? He sells all that he has so he can buy that field. Is he depressed over it?
No.
No, he's selling everything he's got and he's full of joy.
Yeah.
This is the picture, saints. Not just, I'll do it. I'll lay my life down for Jesus. Not like that you won't. That doesn't cut it. You got to gladly, that's the key. Gladly. Spend and be spent, Paul said. Why? Nobody's making you do anything. You love him. And you want to do it. And if it takes every dime you got, if it takes every piece of stuff you've got, if it takes all your time, if it takes your last drop of blood.
That's right.
We're not trying anything. We're not playing anything. We believe this from top to bottom. And from now to the end, it's real. When something comes up and we see it's going to cost us something, we only got one question. Is it God? Does he want us to do it? Is this really him? Right? That's all we got to get settled. And if we find out he wants us to go here, he wants us to do this, he wants us to be a part of this. Once you get that settled, now that's no small thing. Don't rush past that. But once you get that settled, then it doesn't matter how much it costs.
No, that's right.
Or how long it takes. Let's get it done.
Yes.
Let's please him. Let's accomplish his will. Right? That's why we breathe. That's why we're here. All things were created for his pleasure and for his glory. We're not just here to retire early and have some fun. You can have some fun along the way, but it's so temporary and fleeting. The real fun starts when we get out of here.
Yeah. That's right.
Amen. Come on.
Don't get hung up and bogged up. I got a glimpse of some stuff. I don't know how. I won't try to say it all. I got a glimpse of some stuff yesterday and today. A glimpse, a little bitty glimpse of, and just a knowing. Friends, the stuff we're going to get to do after this life, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, it hasn't entered into the mind of a man. We're not going to be bound by limitations of space and time. We're not going to be bound by mortality and ignorance. The stuff we're going to get to do. And now I just have to talk in tongues to try to say what it's going to be. But it's going to be amazing and awesome. Do you believe it's going to be awesome and amazing? That's the fun. That's down here we got a job to do right now. And the Bible said endure hardness like a good soldier. Down here we need to, every day we need to suit up. We got to know it's going to be some price to pay, right? There's going to be some bullets flying. There's going to be some fiery darts and there's going to be some stuff. But hey, this is why we're here. And what a joy it is to be on the front line, right in the service of the Master. Is it going to cost? Yeah, it's going to cost. But the cost, the price, the Scripture said, is not even worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed. Thank you, Master. Go to Luke 7, please. Luke 7. Notice this. Jesus came into a man's house that had invited him for a meal. And verse 36, he went into the Pharisee's house and he sat down to meat, to food, to eat. And a woman came which was a sinner. I mean, everybody knew this woman was a sinner woman. Now, when everybody in town knows you're a sinner, that means you've done some stuff, a lot of stuff for a long time, right? She had a reputation and not a good one. And what she knew was Jesus was sitting at meat at the Pharisee's house. She brought in an alabaster box of ointment. Now, we've seen this before, and we know that this kind of box of ointment was worth a year's wage. By today's standard, how much that is? Average laborer's yearly wage. Well, probably be worth at least 15 grand. You want to try to bring it into today's money? 20? 25? You know, it depends on what you make. But let's just say 20 grand. She brings it in. Verse 38. She stood at his feet, weeping, began to wash his feet with tears, and wiped them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Is this costing her?
Yes.
It's costing her 20 grand right off the bat. It's costing her humbling herself in front of everybody in the house, right? Being on the floor. You know, what are they going to think? What if he says, "What are you doing? Get off of my feet." Huh? Risk of rejection, humiliation. Do you know how many things people don't do because of pride? They're not willing to pay that price. I've had to pay that price several times, and I'm not saying won't have to again. I know I played the piano a little bit by ear and sang poorly before I went to Bible school. And they asked, could anybody sing and play? Did they need to? And so I went to the Bible school and said, well, you know, I can sing a little bit and play. And they said, okay, show us. And I did. And I could see it in their eyes. They were trying to keep from laughing. It was pretty pitiful. And so they kind of basically said, you know, don't call us, we'll call you. Probably not. And I left. And I thought, man, why did you do that? You know, you shouldn't even have gone. But, you know, at the little church where we used to go to, they wanted me to sing and play some. But now, you know, you might have been a medium fish in a little bitty pond. And now you're a tiny fish in a big pond. And they actually have people that can sing and play. And you're not one of them. And so I thought, well, I can improve. And there was a lady named Cherie that was able to, that taught piano. And then she began to give me some lessons along. Phyllis, are they there at the service tonight? If they are, put the camera on them and wave. There is Cherie right there. And Cherie taught me for months about some chords and some progressions. And just not long after this, of course, I found out that what little I thought I knew was wrong. And how many of sometimes unlearning something is tougher than learning it right the first time. And so she'd show me a few things, and I'd come after class and practice, and I'm sitting there going, bonk, 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 uh-oh, wrong fingers and so on, because I was used to doing it the wrong way, and bonk, bonk. And I was helping out at the healing school. So they came and asked and said, you know, we want you to do music, play the piano and lead singing for the healing class. This is where Brother Hagin spoke. My initial response was, my thought was, no. No way. I mean, you don't want me. And I started to say some of that, and they said, yeah, I said, I'm really just learning how. And they said, that's okay. Believe God. And now your pride would say, don't make a fool of yourself. But if it's going to cost you somebody thinking this or that about you, does that matter more than you doing what the Lord asked you to do? So I found myself saying, okay. I started practicing more. And it was tough at times because I'm doing the best I knew how, plunk, 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 and singing. And I mean, sometimes, you know, there'd be hundreds of people there. And Brother Hagin's speaking and different things. And I look out across the crowd, and there's somebody that could really play and somebody that could really sing. And you know they're looking at you thinking, is that the best they can do? And I'd just have to look away and go, this is the day. This is the day that the Lord, oops, has made. And the Lord had given me a good ear so I could hear everywhere I'm missing it. And you know, a thing after thing has been like that the Lord dealt with you to do it, and you couldn't do it, and you didn't know how, and it was embarrassing. It was hard on your pride, but that's one of the reasons the Lord wanted you to do it. Because He wants you to get rid of that stinking, ugly mess. And how are you going to get rid of it and never have to deal with it? You got to deal with it to get rid of it. If somebody says, man, that's lousy, you just go, I'm believing to do better. Don't get offended. Don't get hurt. Here's the big question. Are you supposed to be doing it? That's the only thing that matters. Right? And if you're supposed to be doing it, if it's hard on your pride, if it's hard on your body, if it's hard on your pocketbook, come on, are you listening to me say, well, it just costs something. But it's well worth the cost. And as the months went by and the years went by, I got better. And the Lord began to give me songs. I'm well convinced if I hadn't been willing to do that, we wouldn't have got the songs. This woman's humbling herself and crying and wiping his washed and anointed now feet with her hair. I don't think she cares what they think. How many believe we ought to care much more about what the Master sees and knows than what about any person might?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Love's Sacrifice, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.